Vision 7 Radio Network welcomes Seek Reality with Roberta Grimes, heard every Monday at 11 a.m. and 11 p.m. Eastern Time. Using nearly 200 years of abundant and consistent afterlife evidence, quantum physics, consciousness research, and ancient writings, we seek to understand who and what we are, how reality works, the nature of God, and the meaning and purpose of our lives. Join Roberta weekly to better understand our one reality and gain insights into how we can make the most of the glorious eternal beings that we are.
Welcome to Seek Reality with Roberta Grimes. Joyous conversations about what the afterlife evidence and modern science combine to tell us is true about our one reality. You have nothing to fear. You are eternal and you are perfectly loved. Knowing the truth changes everything. Now, here's Roberta.
Welcome to Seek Reality. I'm Roberta Grimes, and I'm so glad you're with us today. This is going to be fun. You know, I've spoken with you fairly often about my process of researching the afterlife and the greater reality over the course of 5 decades. It took me 50 years to convince myself. It seems like a long time, but it was fruitful. And now I love the life I have of helping you come to understand the glorious truth of who you really are and who you are going to be forevermore. I mean, I would pay a lot of money to be able to do this for you. You have no idea how much fun I get out of it. Our guest today is someone who also set about researching the afterlife for herself, but she did it by trying to personally become a medium, an electronic afterlife communicator, and so on. She was such a skeptic at first that reading about other people's work in this field just wasn't enough for her, unlike me. I loved reading those books, but she had to do it all herself. She had to learn to do it all herself so she could experience the truth personally. The wonderful Sandra Champlain is with us for the 10th time. I just love it. I've known Sandra now for 8 or 9 years, ever since she actually reached out to me when she first published her book called We Don't Die, A Skeptic's Discovery of Life After Death. She reached out to me. We had a wonderful dinner in the Boston area, and we've been friends ever since. There are people in this work who just brightened my life so much just by who they are, what they do, and she is certainly one of those brightest lights. I've loved watching her fly, to tell you the truth. At this point, I'm bold to say that she is one of the most prominent careers in afterlife education in the entire world. She's one of the leaders, and I helped her get started just a little bit. I just love it. Sandra Champlain is wonderful. She's joyous, she's selfless, and she's full of wonder at the truths she's discovered, and she feels privileged, as I do, to be sharing those truths. This is a gift we've been given. I cannot tell you how wonderful it is. Sandra is important not just for what she knows now, but even more importantly, for who she is. Sandra is beautiful, and she's selfless. I know a lot of people in this field. Nobody has the glow that Sandra has in doing this for other people. Her work is never about Sandra. It's about you. She did that experimenting, ultimately, so she could teach you, and she does that, and she does it beautifully. So I'm excited to know her. I'm excited to watch her. And frankly, when Thomas told me a few years back, my guide, that it was time for me to be choosing and cultivating my successor in this work, I've already been told I'm going to watch the big stuff from the bleacher seats, and I'm okay with that. That's fine. But there has to be somebody here to carry it on. And Sandra was the only possible candidate I could come up with. For the past few years, I've been pulling back from doing public speaking and encouraging and helping Sandra in her work as I can. And her banner is now featured on robertagrimes.com. So with that introduction, welcome, Sandra. I'm so glad to have you back with us today.
Oh, thank you, Roberta. I'm actually speechless with that introduction. Wow.
You know, I was thinking about what to say about you, and there really are not enough superlatives, because what you're doing is so important, and nobody else is doing what you're doing and doing it the way you're doing it. Let's start, though, because some people may not have heard us before, do our act here, and talk a little bit about how you got started. What made you start this? I know it was a tragedy in your life.
Actually, even before the tragedy, and thanks for asking, it was a fear of dying that I woke up with back in mid-1996. I just couldn't really consider life without being after death.
Yes.
And my own religion. I grew up Catholic. We were taught about faith, but it didn't do it for me. So I very secretly went on this journey and found some great things, like you said, teaching or learning mediumship, finding a course on that, and as well as many other things. And then I kept my mouth quiet about what I had found until tragedy did strike. First was the death of my beloved grandmother, who she and I were so close, best friends. And then 2 years later, my dad succumbed to cancer, and it was a nightmare. Not only the grief that I personally felt, but we became one of those families that just fought, meaning my siblings and I, which was unpredictable. So looking back on 11 years ago now, it all was perfectly placed exactly as it had to happen, I think, for what's happening right now. And it's hard because in that moment, I wasn't going to end my own life, but I really had compassion for people who hit that all-time low in grief. And it was that time that I decided I had to share my story. And I had so much fear what people would think. And just the opposite happened. People didn't laugh at me. They wanted to know more. And the more that I learned, the more I had to share. And now so many years later, I realize that learning about the afterlife not only helps with the fear of dying or helps us with our grief, but it actually gives us life. If we don't have to be afraid of death, we don't have to be afraid of life.
I tell people, you start to live in an eternal frame. You know, there won't be an ending. When your body dies, you'll just, you know, shrug it off as if it was a used Toyota you parked by the road because it didn't run anymore. And you go on with your life. And when people really get that, it just, you're right, it opens up a whole new reality. You start really living as if you're never going to die because you never will.
Right. And there's
that's what you're doing.
Experience here that I think we have to experience. I don't think we're meant to remember 24/7 that we are these eternal beings. I think there really is richness of being on earth. So we have to enjoy it, explore it, do the highs and the lows, and experience with all the emotions involved, really to get our money's worth out of it, because we won't always be here.
And that's for sure. And we came here with reasons. We have a spirit guide who helps us hit all the marks that we set for us. And so if we just give into that process, even though it includes some really hard knocks in some cases, we planned those hard knocks because it's not real. The people who died are waiting for us, and they're young and healthy and gorgeous and having a heck of a time because they can do whatever they want all the time. It's wonderful for them. We're still here. You know, you got to pay the bills. You got to raise the children. You got to do all those things. But it makes a huge difference when people understand that there really is no end. Right. Nobody you lost is ever lost. They're young, they're healthy, they're happy, and they're waiting for us. And, you know, we entertain them. That's a whole other conversation, but they're entertained to watch us at this point.
I bet they are.
Your podcast is called We Don't Die Radio. And tell us a little about that. When did you start that? Why did you start it? And what is it up to now, which is really amazing?
Absolutely. And also, I have a second podcast, which I think you know about. iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM invited me to do an afterlife show. So show number one is We Don't Die Radio. Uh-huh. And I started that, I don't even know what month and year, to be honest with you. But it was just me who wanted to learn more about the afterlife. And I thought, why don't I record these extraordinary conversations and then share them with other people? I had no idea what I was doing. Sound quality on the first many isn't very good, but the material is. And little did I know that people would just start sharing them. And so now I don't even know. There's millions and millions of downloads that have happened. Tons of followers, and I have a YouTube channel. It's on iTunes. It's on all the different podcast sites. But we are up to episode 357, I think.
Wow. Yeah.
I've slowed down because of COVID turned my life a little upside down. So I haven't been able to do as many, but there's quite a few, and they're great. And they just are extremely great conversations with people about reasons to believe in the afterlife and how to live life and help through grief, which is all what I'm about.
What was fun was that back when I was still doing appearances, I would meet people and they'd say, "Oh, I know all about you because I heard you on Sandra's show. And I know, Sandra, you were hearing from people, oh, I know what you do because I heard you on Roberta's show." So
yes,
it's as if people were sort of listening to both of us, which I think was just delightful. Mm-hmm. But I guess I didn't understand. You're now doing two podcasts.
Two. Oh,
so okay, because I knew you were doing something with George. This is big, everybody.
Yes.
Listen to this. This is huge.
It is huge. It was actually before COVID struck that I got a call. You know, Tom Danheiser from Coast to Coast. He's the executive producer. And we brainstormed this idea. I said, well, you know, yes, of course, I would love to do that. The day came that I got the word that, yes, we want to make this reality. They were seeking reality, so to speak. Ha ha. And
right.
There were different parameters for it because it is a show that has commercial breaks. And I was new to that. And I really had to design what it is. And now We Don't Die Radio, there's no commercial breaks. They're just these conversations. And I know to get out to a bigger audience, to have support of big networks like Coast to Coast and iHeartRadio, I totally get it. Advertising gets to a larger audience. So all for it. But I decided to have this show be different from the first one in that it's the best of the best, according to me. Meaning, if I wanted something right away to believe in the afterlife, what would be the first thing I would recommend? How those episodes are, and you're right up there at the top, Roberta, is different conversations. And often there are two guests in one episode and really great things about like the top reasons to believe. And so, whereas We Don't Die Radio, we could be on for a while with a guest talking about many things about life, death, grief, beliefs about living life. These are like the golden nuggets. I'll put it to you that way.
No, let's get into this. You're taking some of your prior podcasts and you're pulling the best material out of them and making it a really snappy, best of the best show each time. Well, wow, that's amazing.
Including
good for you.
New interviews all mixed in. And also on my, and We Don't Die Radio, I'm listening to the guest. So on this one, there's a lot of Sandra. There's a lot of my thoughts, my experiences and things like that. So there's more of me. And people love it.
That's great.
Good reviews. And there's 26 episodes out, which is so hard to believe that it's been happening.
So how long are those podcasts, each of them?
It's an hour, including the commercial breaks.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, we do this in 50 minutes because we want to be able to add commercials later, except I've been resisting it so much. They're telling me I need to do it, and I just haven't done it yet. I mean, the things I don't do, my goodness. But no, that's wonderful. And you will, of course, let me know what we can put in the notes about how people can find this easily.
It's easy. iHeartRadio. Okay. iHeartRadio. And then you can type in Shades of the Afterlife. And that's it.
What's the punctuation between? Oh, you mean once you get there?
Okay. iHeartRadio.com. I'm so sorry. And then in the search box, search for Shades of the Afterlife. That's the name.
Shades of the Afterlife. That's like, we're all ghosts, I guess.
And my home base is wedontdie.com. And there's also you can press that says radio shows, and links to both of them are there. Because you know what? I share everything. Yes, I do.
That's for sure. But the point is, there's no point in not doing that because you know what we know, you and I, Sandra, is very, very precious. We aren't precious, but the knowledge really is. People, you hear, I'm sure, from people every day who are desperate because they just lost. I get a lot of pet communications, and I get a lot of communications from people who just lost someone they love. And every day now, I hear from somebody, at least one person, who says, I wanted to, you know, kill myself after my husband died or whatever. Right. And you saved my life. And I think, oh, my God, now I know I was why I was born. That one person made my life worthwhile. You have no idea what, well, you do know because it happens to you, too. What a joy it is to be able to serve people in this way.
I just had a gal who wrote me who's been in one of our online courses for the better part of the year. And she's got stage 4 cancer, which she didn't know, and was able to reach out and just can ask if I could be available to her family when she passes.
Oh, my goodness.
And,
oh my.
Of course, I said yes. But not only that, to give her these online classes these past year, which who knew that she was learning about mediumship and all these things and realizing there is an afterlife and to experience so many wonderful things that we've been experiencing online. She's so comforted. And yes, she's afraid because I think as human beings, we're always have that fear of the unknown, but it just really took my breath away reading that today. And we'll keep sharing.
I got one yesterday from a man who said that he had stage 4 liver cancer, and his whole email was about, I haven't been good enough. I needed to, the first email, he emailed me a week ago to start this, and I haven't been good enough. I want to be better for my family. It was all about his family and what he wanted to do for them before he left. And so the first email I sent to him was, you are the most beautiful human being I think I've ever heard from, because everybody else who is in your position wants stuff for themselves. And what you're doing is saying, how can I be better for other people? What a glorious man. And then this morning, actually, I got an email from him telling me what a difference it had made, that he had been watching my videos. They're all over the place and learning and, you know, listening to Seek Reality and learning. And he's not afraid now. So I know just what you mean. One man. Mm-hmm. And my whole life is worthwhile because of the fact that I helped him that much.
Right.
So this is what we could talk. We probably could tell stories all evening about just all the people that we're so glad we were there for. Because and this for you to be talking to her family, what a blessing that is for you, that you get to help them. This is just a gift. You and I are the luckiest people on the face of the earth. But so, okay, we'll tell people they ought to go and check out. This is all sponsored by George Norrie of Coast to Hook, Coast to Coast. You're part of his little family, right, of podcasts?
Yes.
That's wonderful. Oh, he couldn't pick anyone better. That is so great.
Thank you.
All right. So, and you also do events, and I want to talk about some of the events that you do. I know every Sunday you do the Sunday gathering, and I remember when it first started, it was like, I think you weren't sure, like, how is this going to work? And will people come? But now it's like, you know, there's a brass band and everything. It's fantastic. Talk a little. when did you start it? And what is it? What do you do now? If people tune in on online, it's all online.
Yes.
People tune in. Tell us about it.
Absolutely. First of all, I have some great friends who are mediums. I've got.
Yes, you do. You have
Scott Milligan.
The
Darren
A-list,
Wynn,
let's just say.
Carrie McLeod, and Philip Dykes, who to me are the best of the best people. They've become very close friends. And when COVID hit and we all figured out we're going to be housebound, we had this idea to create a spiritual service online that people could attend for free. And how could we make a difference in this dark time? So it's going on now, I think 56 weeks. It's over a year. And from the gang who thought, is anybody going to sign in? Well, they do.
Yes.
Here's, I'm getting goosebumps because on average, we have at least 300 people in our Zoom room, plus we could have 600 to 800 watching on Facebook. Plus, by the end of the week, we've had over 1,000 who've watched it on YouTube. So, you know, several thousand people. And once I calculated, 20 different countries are represented. But what it looks like is this. We start off with some music. It's better than any service that I've been to. And that's not ego talking. It's just creating a service that I want to attend and people want to attend.
Yeah.
So we have an opening prayer. We have a reading, which is always on a topic. We have different topics every week. Things like, let's see, gratefulness, things like community. I did one once on the birth of spiritualism. And so everything was in black and white. I mean, fun stuff.
That's funny.
Crazy. But, you know, just different. So we'd have music that fits. But then there's also some philosophy or an address, someone speaking, one of our gang, or we'll have a guest on to share. And then we do a healing segment. So people get to close their eyes and send healing to the world and to themselves. But the last hour, lovely. It's about 90 minutes total, but the last hour is a medium demonstration. So we have one or two mediums. Usually it's Carrie and Phil, but we've had some guests come as well that will work with our Zoom room. So they will say, I've got a man here who says his daughter's in the audience. He had a Christmas tree farm, and this is one of the memories they did together. Who can recognize this? And so on Zoom, people can press a raise hand button. So they will, and then we will figure out who this person is here to talk to, and Carrie or Phil will be the medium and deliver messages. So normally there's 4 to 6 people that will get a loved one or two that come through. And what I tell people is that even though there's a handful of people that come through, doesn't mean our loved ones aren't there. The spirit world is so intelligent. They're all working together to bring forth these messages that are so specific, Roberta, that everyone in the audience can feel that our loved ones are with us. They're watching us. They're supporting us. They're encouraging us. There's always messages, and they know what we're doing. They know what we're struggling with. And to be able to have such detail come out of these mediums' mouths, like I said, everybody in the audience feels it. So it leaves people empowered to live life with evidence of the afterlife. And it's always about how important our lives are now, our communities, our families, love. It's a feel-good event from beginning to end. And they're all available to watch the replay. I keep them all. And again, wedontdie.com. There's a button there, a tab that says Sunday Gatherings, and you can register for the upcoming Sunday Gathering, or you can watch one of the replays. But I love them. And there's been hundreds of reunions from Beyond the Veil. And
isn't
I think
that great?
What a gift that is.
Oh, it certainly is. So, but for people who are saying, that sounds like something I might want to do, this is non-denominational, right?
Correct.
If people have been turned off by whatever, in whatever religion, this isn't really about religion. It's just about uplifting yourself spiritually.
Yes.
With these connections, with people who are in spirit, and with lovely music and uplifting, messages, but they're not. There's nobody preaching hellfire, and there's really if you're not a Christian, you could still go, right? Because it's not. No one's going to be beating you over the head with Jesus either. I would think.
Yeah, in fact, I don't even know if Jesus's name has come up. Maybe a couple of times Easter Sunday, but it's about.
Yeah.
So many. I mean, it's about the humanity in all of us. So it doesn't matter what you believe in, what religion you are. Everyone's welcome. Nothing is pushed on you. There's a life lesson in every Sunday in a joyous way, because it really leaves you looking forward to your week and how to maybe pay attention to things. And when we talk about miracles, we talk about self-love, we talk about so many different things, and it's really joyful. I've been in bad moods, but then all of a sudden it's time for the Sunday gathering and I'm on top of the moon.
Oh, yeah.
At the end, I just feel great. And it's like I'm restored. I remember who I am in the big picture.
Yeah.
So it's helped me greatly get through a tough year.
I really think, you know, they're saying now that of the churches that had to close for COVID, half of them will be permanently closed within a year. Half of them.
Wow.
That's astonishing. And what people will need, because even if you don't like your church or you feel you don't want to go out to it, whatever, you need to be fed. And spiritual food is what will make it possible for you to get through the tough times, and also will do what you're here to do, which is to raise your personal consciousness vibration. That's why we're all here. And so I really think you're setting a pattern for the kind of gathering that people will do and be happy to do on Sundays. My husband is still a strict Catholic, the poor man. He married me. What a mistake. But but he used to go twice a week, three times a week to church and always go to Mass. Now he goes to Mass online. Now they're not getting anything in the plate from him. He's not taking communion, but that's enough. That's what he wants. That's what he needs. That's the new, I think, way for even people who are very devoutly religious. That's how they're going to be doing it from now on. And they'll be, maybe someone will go to his church's gathering service, whatever, online. And then maybe after it, you'll check in with Sandra's, whatever they're doing there. I mean, this is freedom. This is spiritual freedom. And it's Roberta, the opportunity to explore.
We have a Catholic priest that attends our Sunday gathering.
Yeah. Okay. Tune in.
Enough said.
Your and mind or not.
Right. What's nice is I think the spirit world had an instinct of things to come, and they were planting seeds, because just a few months before COVID hit, I got this idea. I wonder if we could do a mediumship demonstration online. It hadn't been done before. I mean, it had been, but not in a big arena. And so I got together with Carrie and Phil, and I said, would you like to do something like this? And I don't know if it's going to work, but why don't we donate whatever we raise to save the children to the organization?
Oh, yes.
And so we raised something like $2,500.
Good for you.
And the spirit world was beautiful, being able to work with them through Zoom. I mean, it's not through Zoom. It's through the cosmos, I know, but it worked. And so the seed was planted. And now I'm happy to report that we have dozens of people that have copied us, which is a compliment, because they may be
beautiful
the other side of the world and make it more available to people in their time zones and things.
Yeah.
Yes. So I love that. I mean, that's the highest form of flattery, right?
Absolutely. But it's inevitable. And of course, for some people who don't want to have any specific religion, what you're doing is perfect. What we're going to be doing probably in the fall, Thomas is still bouncing me around about when to start, is duplicating what Jesus himself did during his lifetime. And he called it the way. His followers called it the way. We call it the way. But it will be for people who specifically want to follow Jesus. Maybe they don't, they're tired of I had to stop going to Catholic churches because I couldn't stand seeing the plaster Jesus bleeding on a cross over the altar. What a horrible thing. That's not what he was about at all.
Right.
And so we can enjoy the fellowship of the Lord without anything negative, without any fear, because Jesus was about ending all fear. So
beautiful.
That's what we're about to do.
But that's great.
Everybody needs to be fed spiritually. There is nobody who can avoid the fact that ultimately one day we are going to go home and we're going to say, darn it, I wish I had raised my vibration more. Because what I want to do is be able to go to the fifth level or even up to the sixth level. And I'm still sort of upper third, lower fourth, because I didn't raise my consciousness vibrations enough. So the kinds of things that you're doing are so and that you're encouraging others to do all over the world are so important to everybody's well-being, ultimate well-being in eternity. Because yes, you can keep coming back, but why would you? You can make this your last earth lifetime, and that's what we're going to be about. Anyway, so let's talk about what you do online. You have various online programs too.
Yes, absolutely. And this stemmed for two reasons. One, to help humanity. Two, I lost my business due to COVID-19. Mom and I had a 34-year-old catering company feeding race car teams.
That is the sexiest thing I've ever done.
And now it's possible that it can be resurrected, but we are actually enjoying some peace of mind and not being so busy all the time. So we don't say it's closed. We say temporary hiatus, you know. But the value of life right now has been really great. And unfortunately, we cannot serve like we used to. We used to have big buffets and we'd have groups of people have breakfast, lunch, dinner with us. Right now, the race tracks feed the race teams and they do in the styrofoam to-go containers. So that's how people get fed.
Yeah, that's too bad.
Yes, and that's fine. It's the way it is. But what it's allowed for us to do is to start creating things online. And so we have our friend Scott Milligan is the world's leading physical medium, and he's a trance medium as well for close to 25 years. And we do some really interesting things with him. Every Friday, we do a demonstration of trance mediumship. So he will close his eyes, listen to three pieces of music, and then one or two or sometimes three of his friends, his workers, will speak through him. Normally, it's a gentleman named Eric, and we get to ask questions. So there's questions and answers. He's got a different voice than Scott. I think he passed somewhere in the end of the 1800s. He makes it very clear that he speaks what he says. There's a group of people behind him, so they're not all his thoughts. But Roberta, I am the middleman between people asking their questions and Eric. Oh. So I have made friends, have this nice relationship with this man who's in the unseen world. It's just been great. Because
it's wonderful.
For anybody's normal mind, and this is who I was as a skeptic, I thought for sure it had to be the medium that was making this up, or maybe they thought they were bringing in someone, but there's no way this is possible. But I have witnessed not only great conversations, but everything he says, there's no hesitation in his speaking. He's got very proper manners, but the world of information and inspiration and comfort. And we've asked about all kinds of different topics. And there's often someone there who's just lost a loved one. And occasionally he or one of the others acts as a medium and can actually bring through details about that person's loved one. I mean, I've gotten goosebumps what I've witnessed. It's like, oh my gosh. So that happens every Friday. And then on Mondays, we have a class with Scott. So it's 2 hours every month. We hold, people can enter on the first session of the month and attend for 4 weeks. That's basically how we do it. But they're all part of a bigger plan. So people have been with us all year in our courses. But on Mondays, we sit a lot with our eyes closed as Scott leads us into the altered states. Now, to become a trance medium, it takes years to do that. Not everybody wants to, but to learn how to sit in the power, to learn how to blend with this unseen world and slow down our mind is so valuable. There are people who have had reunions with their deceased loved ones in our classes because they've gotten to that right place of mind. So it's great. So we do that on Mondays. On Wednesdays, we have a psychic development class. And what many people don't know is learning how to use our psychic muscle, doing readings with another human being, lays the foundation of mediumship, which we do a mediumship class on Thursdays. So we use that same muscle, and instead of directing it at a person in our breakout room and doing a psychic reading on them, what we will do is we go into those breakout rooms after learning whatever lesson it is for the day, and we're able to turn our attention to the spirit world. And we're able to do medium readings on fellow participants. And
it is
fantastic because I'm a student in that class. And every human being is a soul, has a soul. We're part of such a big picture. We are all connected. And to teach people how to use that, there are miracles that happen. Even just training, you bring through information and people that you're thinking, there's no way possible I could have known that. And the spirit world, Roberta, is so smart because they use our imagination.
It's important to understand that they're working with our imaginations. We have a limited mind while we're on Earth. These guys have hugely expanded minds, which we will have when we go back there too. And we have Peter Wright says that's the easiest way for them to access us is basically think of something. They're actually putting it in your mind. You think you're imagining it. You're not. I'm sorry. I just had to say that. Go ahead.
Because that's right along what I'm going to say. And so many times people think, I thought I just smelled my grandmother's perfume. That's just my imagination. Well, yes, it was, because that's what they use. We're doing a reading, for instance, I was working with this lovely woman, and I get in my mind a picture of my grandmother. So I say, I feel like your grandmother's deceased. And she says, yes. And I said, and I tell you, it was as if I was seeing all kinds of things from my grandmother's life. Her husband went first. Yes, she said. I said, your grandmother had a big family, had lots of brothers and sisters. Yes. Most of them have passed. Yes. She's dealt with a lot of grief. Yes. And then I get this visual of my grandmother on her favorite chair, reading a magazine and pinching all the corners down, you know, the dog ears. And I said, your grandmother lived alone. Yes. And she had her favorite chair. Yes. And after she passed, you found hundreds of magazines, all with the pages turned down. Yes. What happens is Phil and Carrie teach a way that we really get to know who the communicator is in the afterlife, because we're real people. We're not just these balls of thought. You know, we are real people. And so I actually get to experience the love the grandmother had for her granddaughter. I actually feel it. And this has happened with other people.
Wow.
Even if it's a man that I'm bringing through, I actually feel like I'm a man. And I feel the love. And with it, there's often a message, something like they've seen whatever they're going through and they're there with them. And there's just so much beauty in it. But what is so important is that they have to use my memories, because that's all they've got to work with. My grandmother, or they'll pick a time that I was traveling, or you know, sometimes there's words that get thrown in or a name. And the agreement is, when we're in this breakout rooms doing the mediumship demonstration, what comes into our feelings is coming from the spirit world. The human beings that we are get our minds involved. And unfortunately, when our minds kick in, that spiritual channel gets turned off. We can't have them both on at the same time. And our mind is so powerful that when start thinking, oh, could that be my grandmother? Maybe I don't. Maybe this is all my
second magic. Guess everything. That's exactly right.
Turns it off. But we need to pay attention to our feelings. And when we start sitting and being present, which is so important in that present moment, and we start saying, what am I feeling? It's almost like that's what triggers it. And we start saying, oh my gosh, I'm actually feeling like that one lady had breast cancer, and I could actually feel the pain in my own self. And it was only for a split second. Yes. I felt tubes going down my throat for a split second.
Oh,
yes.
My goodness. Believe it or not, we're almost done here. This is amazing. It's been so quick. But I just want to make sure everybody is clear that these are things that you can go to SandraChamplain.com and sign up for. So, but now, is there a cost for some of these things?
The courses, the 4 weeks times 2 hours each, are $75 for the month, with video replays, being part of a Facebook group. It is so important for us to be reasonably priced, because we know people that are charging
Yes.
Complete money back guarantee. If you're not happy, we want to take the pressure off for people to be able to trust us enough to start exercising human potential.
That's great. Okay. So, and just if people have questions, can they reach out to you?
Absolutely.
Would they go to SandraChamplain.com and then is there a contact spot there?
There's a contact spot. Also, in every single one of the courses, there's an email, Sandra. It's my name, SandraChamplain@gmail.com is the easiest.
That's wonderful. And WeDon'tDie.com also is your website.
It's all the same site. I just have different ways.
Oh, okay. So all roads lead to the same place. Okay.
Right.
And there's one called WeDon'tDie.mykajabi. What is that?
Oh, well, that is the same site. Just so you know. Well, it's just
so that Kajabi. I didn't know you had a Kajabi. What's a Kajabi?
Kajabi is the website company.
Oh, okay.
So it's all the same.
Oh, yes. All right, good. Okay. Well, so then it's very easy then to find you. And once you sign up to hear from Sandra, I love it. I get your emails, so I love seeing what you're up to now. It's always exciting. It's always hopeful and joyous and love-filled. Everything that Sandra Champlain does is like that. Oh. So
one last freebie, though, Roberta, because we always have to give something to people. Just, you don't know me. This might be the only time you hear me. But if you do that, WeDon'tDie.com and join my email list, you get a free copy of my book, We Don't Die. Also, the audio book is there. There's an audio called How to Survive Grief. And there's a whole bunch of other freebies. So get to know us, join us, come to our Sunday gathering. It's all there at WeDon'tDie.com.
We're going to have you back because we've done less than half of the talking I wanted to do. So I have to find it. We tend to be booked 6 months ahead, but we'll have you. Why don't you come back in the fall? You and I'll talk about that.
I will.
That would be great. That will be perfect. Oh, my goodness. Well, everyone... Thank you, darling. First, I just have to say thank you. Please consider yourself receiving the biggest possible hug. I'm so glad you were here.
Thank you.
And everyone, this has been Seek Reality with Roberta Grimes. I'm so glad you were here. This was such a love fest. I just love Sandra. Please never forget that you are a powerful, eternal being. You never began and you never, ever will end. And when you really get that, let me tell you, it changes everything in your life for the better. And Sandra Champlain offers you another way to get there. All these roads, all the people working in this field, it all leads to the same place. There's one truth. That's why we call these podcasts Seek Reality, because there's one reality. We're all working toward it. And if what I'm doing is not quite what's working for you, Sandra will be able to do that for you. It's just so joyous to find someone you sync with so that they can lead you where you really, really want to go. Trust me on this. There's no joy like knowing you never, ever will end, and neither will anybody you love. Next week, our guest will be the wonderful Jessara Korngold. She will be with us the second time, and she'll be joined by her associate, named Tanya Schwartz. Jessara she's beautiful, number one, because she's Brazilian. I think all their women are beautiful. But she's one of the founders and directors of the Spiritist Group of New York. She's a third-generation Spiritist from Brazil, and she's currently the General Secretary of the International Spiritist Council and the President of the United States Spiritist Federation. She's the founder and president of the Spiritist Group of New York and the Spiritist Alliance for Books. Jessara is fluent in, my goodness, what have I been doing with my life? Portuguese, English, French, and Spanish. She's an international speaker, a published author, and a translator, and she also works for Brazil's Child Health as its main executive. This is the third of what will likely become an annual event here on Seek Reality, because the Spiritists, frankly, fascinate me. What they are doing is based in information we were first getting 150 years ago, but like unlike many people, they still are open-minded about so many things. It's a wonderful group. Their annual symposium is each summer, early summer, and in 2021 it's going to be online on June 5th and 6th. And we're going to be talking about that, what they're planning, and it's all about mediums as I understand it. And we'll talk about and explore spiritism a bit more. Many people would really tell me they would like to find a way, a religion that fits them. And this is sort of religion light, but it's very solid and based in the truths that we've been learning for 150 years. This first this information was first given in Brazil 150 years ago. It's solid. And I think, it's not my course, but other people have told me this is something that they really enjoy hearing from these people. So there, be with us again next week. Just join us then, learn more about this truth-based spiritual pathway that has been around for more than a century, and it isn't just another fear-based religion. And of course, today, the amazing Sandra Champlain has been our guest for the 10th time. Since she published her best-selling book, which is called We Don't Die, A Skeptic's Discovery of Life After Death, she's been steadily building this career, which is selfless service in the cause of afterlife education. I have never seen anybody who was so eager and always tireless in teaching the most important things you ever can learn in your life. She has such energy and such joy in this work. I marvel at her, and I love watching her. She was a skeptic. She then tried it all personally, and she convinced herself, and now she's convincing the world. Our eternity is nothing but joy. And I'm, frankly, one of Sandra's biggest fans. Plus her personal friend, I guess I should say that. I mean, I enjoy just sort of watching her fly. Go to sandrachamplain.com or any of her other, and they'll all be in the notes. You're going to love having her as your personal friend, too. Of course, my nonfiction books are Liberating Jesus, My Thomas, The Fun of Dying, The Fun of Staying in Touch, The Fun of Growing Forever, The Fun of Living Together, and soon, The Fun of Loving Jesus, Embracing the Christianity that Jesus Taught. When that book comes out, we will have a way for you to begin to work together with other people and build the Lord's way. It's something we're still working through, and we haven't, frankly, been given the go-ahead yet from Spirit. For young children, there's The Fun of Meeting Jesus, and you can order, of course, all these books on Amazon or through bookstores, and the adult books are available as audiobooks. And if you can't afford a book, send me an email through the contact block on robertagrimes.com. In fact, if you want to talk about anything at all, just send me a contact through the contact block. It's a green block on the right side of all the pages. Let me know what's on your mind and how I can help you. I love it. It's really the high point of my day to be able to spend time with people that I don't know and try to help them. And I just love hearing from you. So just whenever you feel like it, just drop me a line. Past episodes of Seek Reality are available on webtalkradio.net and in many other places, including iTunes and iHeartRadio. And many people have the app, which is available for free in the iTunes App Store, and they just listen each week through that. It's for free. Free is an excellent price to me. If you enjoy these weekly conversations, you might drop by on Sunday mornings and check out my blog. We have very lively conversations there in the comments, and some people prefer to just send me an email and I talk with them through email. But there's more space there, and right now we're doing a series which is all about how things apparently look from God's perspective. This is something I was called upon to do by my guide, and I thought, I have no idea how to do this, but he's doing it pretty well, so I'm enjoying it, and other people are too. Meanwhile, this has been Seek Reality with Roberta Grimes. Please enjoy and make the most of this coming week in our one reality, knowing, always knowing, that you are a powerful, eternal being, and you, most of all in the universe, you are infinitely loved.
You've been listening to Seek Reality with Roberta Grimes. Roberta blogs and answers questions at robertagrimes.com. Join us every week as we explore what the afterlife evidence and modern science combine to tell us is true about the one reality we all share. Knowing the truth changes everything.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.